Chapter 18. Pee-wee skipped his meals the rest of the day. Monocle tried to talk to him, but he wouldn't answer. It was Johnson who finally got him to talk.
Hey, Pee-wee.
What?
You care anything about these damn kids over here, man?
They got kids over here?
Pee-wee asked.
Nah, man, all they got is Kongs, Johnson said. Kongs and mosquitoes.
And rats,
Wallowick added.
Yeah.
Hey, Pee-wee, I said. It's okay to feel bad about what's going on over here, man. It's really okay.
Me feel bad?
Pee-wee turned over in his bunk and pulled his sheet up around his shoulders.
Never happen.
The first thing in the morning, a guy got hit. Lobel saw it and told me about it. A medic was handing out malaria pills. The guy had just put the pill into his mouth and was getting water from one of the water cans when he got hit in the rear end. First, the guy turned around because he thought somebody was screwing around with him, Lobel said. Then he felt his ass and looked at his hand. He saw the blood and knew he had been hit. Then he thought that one of us had shot him and he started looking at us. Then another shot hit the water can and we all dove for cover. There was no way to find any VC in the area. A shot would come from the woods and you'd return fire, killing a lot of the vegetation without ever hitting the sniper. If you did hit him, you wouldn't know about it. The guy that got hit was a private. Everybody was standing around him congratulating him on his wound. He'd have a chance to get back to Chulai for a week or so, and it wasn't a bad hit. It was funny. A guy could get hit, be inches from being killed or crippled for life, and make a joke of it. It was all part of Nam. Some parts you could laugh at, like getting hit in the ass. Other parts, like the kid blowing up, you tried to shut out of your mind. Johnson came over to where I was trying to down some scrambled eggs before the flying bugs got them. What I would do is to wave my fork over the eggs until all the bugs flew away. Then grab a forkful before they came back. Johnson sat down on the ground next to me and watched me for a while.
The officers ain't eating no powdered eggs, Johnson said.
What are they eating?
Dehydrated potatoes.
How come they get all the good stuff?
They having a big fight over at HQ Hooch, Johnson said.
What about?
We supposed to go on a joint patrol with the ARVNs, and the ARVN colonel wants us to get into position first. Captain Stewart wants the ARVNs to go in first.
Stewart told you that?
Gearhart. Johnson grunted the name.
He say anything else about Dongan?
Nothing he can say, Johnson said. Dongan made them switches too fast. Soon as he got here, he looked around and did his thing. He might know how to keep himself together, but I don't want him doing it by getting me killed.